This is the Sakar Merli of the 21st of October 2024. Essence, sweet children, remain honest with the true Father. Keep your charts with honesty. Renounce any arrogance of having this knowledge and make full effort to stay in remembrance. Question. What are the main signs of Mahavir, brave warrior children? Answer. Mahavir children constantly have remembrance of the Father in their intellects. Mahavirs means those who are powerful. Mahavirs are the ones who are constantly happy and soul conscious. They do not have the slightest arrogance of their bodies. It remains in the intellects of such Mahavir children that they are souls and that Baba is teaching them. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father asks you, spiritual children, are you sitting here considering yourselves to be souls or spirits? Because the Father knows that this is a little difficult. It is in this that effort is required. Those who sit here in a state of soul consciousness are called Mahavirs. Those who consider themselves to be souls and who remember the Father are called Mahavirs. Each of you should constantly keep asking yourself, am I soul conscious? You become Mahavirs by having remembrance. That is, you become supreme. People of other religions who come do not become that supreme because they come later on. You become supreme number-wise. To be supreme means to be powerful and a Mahavir. Therefore, you have the happiness inside you that you are souls, and that the Father of all of you souls is teaching you. The Father knows that some of you show 25% of your chart and some show 100%. Some say that they only stay in remembrance for half an hour out of 24 hours. Therefore, what percentage is that? You have to be very cautious with yourself. You gradually have to become Mahavirs. You cannot become this instantly. It does take effort. Do not think that those who have knowledge of the Brahm element consider themselves to be souls. They consider the Brahm element, the home, to be the supreme soul, and they say of themselves, I am the Brahm too. One cannot have yoga with the home. You children now consider yourselves to be souls. Each of you has to look at your chart and ask yourself for how long in 24 hours you considered yourself to be a soul. You children now know that you are on God's service. You are on godly service. You have to tell everyone that the Father simply says, Man, man above. That is, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me. This is the service you have to do. The more service you do, the more fruit you receive. You have to understand this aspect clearly. Even very good Maharati children do not understand this aspect completely. A great deal of effort is required for this. You cannot receive a reward without making effort. Baba sees that some write their chart and send them, whereas others don't even make the effort to write a chart. They have arrogance of their knowledge. They are not able to make any effort to sit in remembrance. The Father explains that the main thing is remembrance. You have to keep an eye on yourself and see what your chart is like and note it down. Some say that they don't have time to write their charts. The main thing that the Father says is, consider yourself to be a soul and remember Alpha. For however long you sit here, ask your heart now and then, how long did I stay in remembrance? When you are sitting here, you have to stay in remembrance, and it does not matter if you also spin the discus. We definitely have to go back with Baba. We have to return after we have become pure and Satipatthana. You have to understand this aspect very well. Some forget it the instant they are told. They do not tell Baba their real chart. There are many Maharatis who do not tell the truth. The world of falsehood has existed for half a cycle, and so it is as though falsehood is fixed inside them. In that too, ordinary ones write their chart instantly. The Father says, by staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance, your sins will be burnt away and you will become pure. You will not become pure simply by having this knowledge. So what benefit is there? You called out to be purified. For this you need to have remembrance. Each one of you should show your chart with honesty. When you sit here for 45 minutes, you have to check and see for how long during that time you considered yourself to be a soul and remained in remembrance of the Father. Some are too ashamed to tell the truth. They do not tell the Father the truth. They only give news of the service they did and how many they explained to, and that they did this and that. They do not write a chart of their pilgrimage of remembrance. The Father says, because of not staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance, your arrows do not strike the target. There is no strength in their sword of knowledge. They can relate this knowledge, but without yoga, it is difficult for their arrows to strike the target. Baba says, you don't have remembrance for even 5 minutes out of the 45 minutes you sit. Some don't even know how to consider themselves to be souls or how to remember the Father. Some say that they sit in remembrance constantly. Baba says it is not possible to have that stage now. If you had constant remembrance, you would reach your Karmateet stage and you would be completely enlightened with this knowledge. By explaining a little to someone, your arrows would strike the target. However, this does take effort. You cannot become the masters of the world just like that. Maya takes your intellects of yoga from one direction to the other. You remember your friends and relatives, etc. When someone has to travel abroad, he begins to remember his friends, relatives, the steamer and aeroplanes, etc. The practical desire they have of going abroad pulls their intellects, and it completely breaks their intellects yoga. It takes great effort to prevent your intellect from going in another direction. You should only have remembrance of the One Father. Even this body should not be remembered. You will reach that stage at the end. Day by day, the more you increase your pilgrimage of remembrance, the more you will benefit yourself. The more you stay in remembrance, the greater your income will be. if you leave your body now, you will not be able to earn this income. You would become a small baby, and so what sort of income could you earn then? Although the soul will carry his sanskars with him, a teacher would still be needed to remind him. The father also reminds you, remember the father. No one except you knows that it is only by having remembrance of the father that you can become pure. They consider bathing in the Ganges to be elevated. This is why they continue to bathe in the Ganges. Baba has experienced all of those things. He too adopted many gurus. They go to bathe in water. Here, your bathing takes place in the pilgrimage of remembrance. You souls cannot become pure without having remembrance of the Father. This is called yoga, that is, the pilgrimage of remembrance. Don't think that this knowledge is bathing. It is yoga that is bathing. This knowledge is for studying. But yoga is the bathing with which your sins are cut away. There are two things, knowledge and yoga. It is by having remembrance that the sins of many births are cut away. The Father says it is through this pilgrimage of remembrance that you will become pure and Satipatthana. The Father explains very clearly, sweetest children, understand these aspects very clearly. Do not forget that your sins of many births will be cut away by staying on this pilgrimage of remembrance. This knowledge is your means of earning an income. To study and to have remembrance are two separate things. Gyan and Vigyan. Gyan means to study, and Vigyan means to have yoga, which is remembrance. Which is more elevated, this knowledge or yoga? The pilgrimage of remembrance is very high. It is this that takes effort. All of you will go to heaven. The golden age is heaven, and the silver age is semi-heaven. You will go there and take your place according to how much you study. However, yoga is the main aspect. You can explain this knowledge at exhibitions and museums, but you cannot explain yoga. You can only say, consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father. However, you can give a lot of this knowledge. The Father says, first of all, tell them this aspect. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. You create so many pictures, etc., in order to give this knowledge, but there is no need for pictures in order for you to explain yoga. These pictures have been created in order for you to explain knowledge. By considering yourself to be a soul, all your arrogance of your body will completely break. You definitely have to use your mouth in order to speak knowledge. There is only one aspect in yoga. You have to consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father. However, a body is needed in order to study. How could you study and teach anyone without a body? The Father is the purifier, and so you have to have yoga with him, but no one knows this. The Father himself comes and teaches you. Human beings cannot teach this to human beings. The Father says, remember me. This is called the knowledge of the Supreme Soul. The Supreme Soul is the ocean of knowledge. these aspects require great understanding. Tell everyone to remember the Unlimited Father, the one who establishes the new world. They don't even realize that the new world is going to be established, otherwise they would remember God. Since they are not even aware of this, why would they think about it? You know that there is only the one Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, God Shiva. They say salutations to the deity Brahma. Then, at the end, they say salutations to the Supreme Soul Shiva. That Father is the highest on high, but they do not know who he is. If he is in the pebbles and stones, to whom do they bow down? They speak without understanding the significance of what they say. Here, you have to go beyond sound. You have to go to the land of Nirvana, the land of silence. There is the land of peace and the land of happiness. That is the land of heaven. You wouldn't call hell a land. These words are very easy. How long will the religion of Christ continue? They don't know this. They say that paradise existed 3,000 years before Christ. That means there was the kingdom of the deities. Therefore, as it has been 2,000 years since the Christian religion came into existence, there has to be the deity religion again. The intellects of human beings do not work at all. Because of not knowing the secrets of the drama, they continue to make so many plans. The old mothers cannot understand these aspects. The father explains, "It is now the stage of retirement for all of you. You have to go beyond sound." Although they say that someone has gone to the land of Nirvana, no one can go there yet. They definitely do have to take rebirth. No one can return home yet. They keep the company of a guru in order to go into the stage of retirement. There are many ashrams for those in their age of retirement. There are also many mothers. You can do service there too. The father sits here and explains to you the meaning of the stage of retirement. You are all now in the stage of retirement. The whole world is in the stage of retirement. All the human beings you see are in the stage of retirement. Only the one Satguru is the bestower of salvation for all. Everyone has to go back. Those who make very good effort will claim a high status. This time is called the time of judgment. People don't know the meaning of the time of judgment. You children also understand this number-wise. The destination is very high. Everyone has to understand that they now definitely have to return home. Souls have to go beyond sound, and they will all come down to repeat their parts. However, if you return whilst remembering the Father, you will claim a high status. You also have to imbibe divine virtues. You must not perform any dirty actions or steal, etc. You can become a charitable soul by having yoga, not by having this knowledge. Souls have to become pure. Only pure souls can return to the land of peace. All souls reside there. They are still coming down now. Those that still remain there will also continue to come down. You children have to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance a great deal. you can receive very good help here. You receive power from one another. The strength of just a few of you children is working. They show the Govardhan mountain being lifted by fingers in cooperation. You are the gopes and gopis. The deities of the Golden Age are not called gopes and gopis. It is you who give your fingers of cooperation. You connect your intellects in yoga to the One Father in order to change the Iron Age into the Golden Age, or hell into heaven. It is by having yoga that you have to become pure. You must not forget these matters. You will receive power here. Outside there is the company of the devilish human beings. It is very difficult to stay in remembrance there. You cannot remain as unshakable there. You need this gathering. When you all sit together in a stable way, you can receive help. There is no business, etc. here. And so where would your intellect go? When you live outside, your business and home, etc. definitely pull you. Here, there is nothing like that. The atmosphere here is very good and pure. According to the drama, you are sitting far away in a hill station. Your accurate memorial is in front of you. Heaven is portrayed above on the ceiling. Otherwise, where else could they show it? Therefore, Baba says, when you come and sit here, check whether you sit in remembrance of the Father. You should therefore also continue to spin the discus of self-realization. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. And we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. Keep an eye on your chart of remembrance and see for how long you remember the father. Where does your intellect wander at the time of remembrance? 2. At this time of judgment, make effort to go beyond sound. Together with having remembrance of the Father, you definitely have to imbibe divine virtues. Do not perform any dirty acts or steal anything else. Blessing. May you remain free from wasteful words that disturb others and so become a double light Aviat angel. In order to become an Aviat angel, finish for all time speaking wasteful words that no one likes. A situation may be of just a few words, but to make the situation bigger by continuing to speak about it, it is wasteful. Whatever can be achieved in just 4 words, do not speak 12 or 15 words about it. Speak less. Speak slowly. Keep this slogan around your neck. Become free from speaking wasteful or disturbing words, and you will receive help to become an Aviat angel. Slogan. Success becomes a garland around the necks of those who surrender themselves to God out of love. Om Shanti.